HBO Entertainment. Looking depressed, Cam sits quietly in his gran's apartment, eating a bowl of cereal. His gran holds up his Rasta Monster t-shirt.
I washed it. In case you have to wear it today.
Thank you, Grandma.
A bleary-eyed Rachel wakes up to find herself in bed with Ben. Quietly, she slips out of bed, leaving Ben lying asleep on his front. As she begins to get dressed, Ben wakes up.
Are you sneaking out?
What? Oh, God, no. Sorry, I woke you.
It's fine. I'd offer you some coffee, but the pot broke.
Oh, really? The vintage Joe DiMaggio Mr. Coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, sorry. You love that thing.
Yeah, I did until it shattered and almost took a finger.
It sucks.
Yeah. Shit happens.
Yeah, it does.
Dressed and ready for the day, Ben escorts Rachel out of the apartment block and onto the street.
Yeah,
it's good to see you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Lighting up a cigarette, Ben watches Rachel as she wanders off down the street. Despondent, Ben slumps down onto a step as he gathers his thoughts.
Hey.
How you feeling today?
Been better. You?
All good.
We need to talk to the cops and see what they got on the truck, so meet me at the police station, all right?
And hurry up, because I don't got time to fuck around today.
Whoa.
Who is this? What have you done with my friend Cam?
Your friend Cam is now a slave to his cousin Renee, so you know what that means.
What the hell's a Rasta Monster, anyway?
It's an energy drink.
Never heard of it.
That was the point of the truck.
Right. It says here it's been insured as a work of art.
It was?
Apparently it had a mural of a skeleton with dreadlocks getting pulled by a team of angry pit bulls. Lovely.
All right, so nobody you interviewed outside the diner saw anything?
Nope, I never do.
They exit the police station and head off down the street.
These cops need to step it up. My tax dollars pay for their salary.
What?
Your tax dollars, but still.
Well, one of us needs to call Rocky and tell him and I delivering the t-shirts today.
Ben, the day still isn't over.
Either way, it's not gonna happen today. No way.
Yeah, I guess the right thing to do is cancel and keep the relationship good and open for the future, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a better look for Chris than just flaking completely, you know?
I'll call Rocky and I'll tell him.
All right. Well, let me buy you breakfast first.
I can't.
What?
I gotta work.
Morning, gorgeous.
Morning, Edie.
Is this a happy call or a sad call?
Are you available to meet me at the hotel?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, see you there in like an hour?
There's a bonus in this for you, sweetie.
Bye, Edie.
How much for a billboard on Houston? Are you fucking kidding me, man? That's a lot of fucking money, bro. Shit, for $200 and a bag of weed, I can hire this hood rat that lives in my building who'll climb up, you know, paint the nice mural, man, right on top of the Calvin Klein hat. You think that make the company look too ghetto? Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're probably right. Can you please hold on a second? What the fuck is this, bro? I said egg whites, not egg yellows. You fucking colorblind?
They're egg beaters. The lady said egg beaters is the same thing as egg whites.
It's not the same thing. Look, can you learn to follow directions before I turn into a cam beater?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, my little cousin, he just started working for me. He's half retarded.
Annoyed, Cam retrieves the food he gave to Renee and stomps out of his office and onto the street, where he makes a call.
Huh? 種馬のようにあ
たりないですよ。
種馬そんなね、
ちょっと。
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, man? It's Cam Calderon from Crisp.
I thought you were coming to deliver last night. What happened to you?
Well, we had a little problem with the shipping on our end.
I hope the problem is cleared up.
Are you bringing me my shots today?
Of course we are. Yeah, you'll have them by tonight.
If your shots sell like I think they can.
I want to back up the order with some hooded sweatshots.
We can do that. We're already working on some hoodies, so that's perfect. Just let me know how many.
Good.
My assistant will call you soon to tell you where to drop off.
Thank you, Haraki.
Who steals a delivery truck like that? That's like some serious crackhead shit.
I think Cam and I are cursed.
Oh, shut up. You're not cursed. Stop.
But we're not blessed.
Dude, did I ever tell you a story about my Uncle Julius?
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, man, he was the coolest dude back in Cleveland. Everybody loved him. All right, he's got 9 kids and he drove the bus, but dude was never not happy.
What happened to him?
He won $2 million in the lottery and then got severely depressed. All right? Lost it all within a year, and now he's back to driving the bus. Happy as hell.
You lost me, man.
All right, dude, let me just tell you. Things come and go. Money comes and goes, t-shirts come and go. Sometimes there's greater forces at work than we're aware of. You know what I mean? You just gotta roll with those fucking punches, you know? Bob
Damn.
And Eve.
Just got really deep on me there.
You know, I get my philosophies on every once in a while. Dropping gems.
Love it.
You know?
Love it. What is this? Hold on.
Sit.
Hello? Yeah, this is Ben.
What are you doing, huh? Sit.
Oh, yeah, Haraki's guy. What's up, man?
He told you what?
Cam is working for Renee, lugging heavy boxes full of Rasta Monster drinks, when Ben calls him on his mobile.
Yo, no personal calls during work.
Cam reluctantly puts his phone in his pocket and loads up the boxes into the back of a van.
Jabbar, let me ask you a question. What's up with the truck?
What do you mean?
I mean, with all the people y'all know in the streets, no one's seen nothing.
Nope.
Then why we not looking for it? We could find that shit ourselves.
You're crazy.
Come on, Jabbar. I know a dude like you can make one phone call and make that shit appear like that.
I probably could. But it wouldn't matter anyway, because we can't put the damage claim in before Monday anyway.
Damage claim? What you talking about damage claim? Don't you mean stolen claim?
Lost, stolen, or damage, man. What do you care?
Because I care.
Because I care is not an answer.
Because yesterday when we left Union Square, we went to go pick up 300 t-shirts from the silk screener out in Brooklyn, and the t-shirts were in the truck when it was stolen.
Your shirts were in the truck?
Yeah. It's supposed to be on a plane to Tokyo tomorrow.
This is sad.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Jabbar. I need a ride from somebody to see over the steering wheel. You stay and go back to work. Come on. Like my dog, you know?
Ben.
Why the fuck do I have Haraki's people calling me about a drop-off tonight? Did you not cancel?
I might not have.
Are you crazy? Why?
I have no idea, but this shit ain't over.
When I talked to Haraki, it was over, but now it's definitely not over.
Whoa, Cam, what are you talking about?
I think Renee stole the Rasta Monster truck.
What?
Jabbar was talking about filing a claim for a truck that's still missing.
Then Renee walked in and, like, bailed him out. The whole shit felt mad suspicious.
Okay. Look, even if it's true, what can we possibly do about it?
Go see Renee.
With no proof?
I know it in my bones, man.
All right?
All right. Where are you?
I'd love it.
Hi.
10 minutes late. It's not nice to keep the boss waiting. I thought they'd teach you something like that at Brown.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I tried calling you last night.
Darren and I were just having a very titillating conversation about the budget for this place. It might even involve some purchasing trips to some very exotic locales.
Wow. Well, that sounds real nice. That sounds very nice.
But I'm out.
Out where?
Out of here.
What are you talking about?
I'm not doing this hotel. I'm not. Darren, thanks for the offer, really, but this is just not how I like to get new business. But that said, you should hire Edie. She's gonna be an incredible asset to you.
But Rachel, you work for me, so if I'm doing it, you're doing it.
Actually, I'm not working for you anymore because I quit. I quit Edie Weiss Designs.
Slow down, please.
I'm cool.
No,
I'm cool.
You're completely losing
it. Maybe. Or maybe for the first time in a really long while, I'm finally getting it.
Wait. What does this mean for us?
I mean, Darren, I don't know if there's an us anymore. I'm not into your whole I don't take no for an answer thing.
Okay, we can work on that. Look, I really have
Ben and I slept together last night.
What?
So there's that. All right. Good talk.
Hey, how's that? Go up. Try more up.
Eddie, up more on your side, please.
I'm going as high as I can, boss.
Bullshit, stretch. Come on, man. Oh, hey, how you doing?
Can't thank you enough for this. It's a truly charitable contribution.
You're welcome, Father. The least I could do.
You okay?
Yeah, of course. Why?
Well, you seem troubled.
Is there some place we can talk in private real fast?
Oh, you want to go in the chapel?
I mean, someplace not so close to God.
God is everywhere, Renee.
Yeah, I know, but he's freaking me out in here right now.
Come on, let's go out front. It's fair enough.
Stress of running a business is no joke, Father.
You're strong enough to do this, Renee.
Yeah, I know. But I still get my urges, you know.
Urges? Urges are normal. For all of us.
Yeah, but mine are criminal. Or even violent sometimes.
Renee, here's something a smart man once shared with me that helped. Maybe it'll work for you.
I mean, please.
Whenever you get an evil or impure impulse, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and then you imagine yourself taking the elevator down to the basement of your soul where that angry part of you lives, and you confront it. You look the angry Renee right in the eye, and you just smile.
That work for you?
Yeah. And it can work for you, too.
I don't know, Father. I guess I could try everything with him.
Ben crosses a bustling New York street as he makes his way to his girlfriend's flat.
I just made a 5-hour playlist and packed some snacks.
Wow.
What do you know about bacon-wrapped fig stuffed with Parmesan?
I know that bacon makes everything better.
Where's all your stuff?
Yeah, I need to talk to you.
You're not coming.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, something just came up.
Look, Ben, if you're uncomfortable, I get it.
No.
You don't have to make up.
Truly, honestly, it has nothing to do with you, okay? I was really looking forward to going, but Cam's about to do something crazy, and if I'm not there with him, the thing could get totally out of hand.
You guys gonna be okay?
Yeah, yeah. But are you gonna be okay driving alone?
Look, Ben, I once drove from Jersey to Florida by myself to see a Radiohead concert. Baltimore will be no sweat.
You sure?
I'll be fine. Got a few Rasta monsters for me.
Later, Ben and Cam are shown into Renee's office.
Boss, your cousin and his friend showed up.
Yo, it's Saturday night. I thought you two guys would be wining and dining each other somewhere.
How you doing, Renee?
What's going on, cuz?
No idea. You tell me.
Well, we think that you may have accidentally come across our T-shirts.
How could I accidentally come across those?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't want to know. But we need those shirts back tonight because they're supposed to ship out tomorrow.
You know, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now, Ben. And honestly, I'm a little insulted by the implication.
That is the exact opposite of what we came here to do. We do not want to insult you or any of you guys. We just want our shirts back, and we will be out of your way forever.
Boys, you know what you're saying to me right now? You're saying that I, a two-time felon, have potentially committed my third strike with some sort of fraud. You think I want to go back to jail, man? You think I would do something dumb like that? Come on.
Renee, I'm not a snitch. Cam's not a snitch. Obviously, those shirts are a big enough deal for us to even bother you about it. We just want them back. And whether or not you stole a truck or not, that is not our business. But the shirts inside that truck are.
You finished?
Yeah.
Just give us back our fucking shirts! We all know you boosted that truck, fucking thief!
Whoa, 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 whoa. What the fuck did you just say to me?
You heard me!
Rene clasps his hands together in a prayer position. Holding his hands before his face, he takes in several deep breaths as he tries to compose himself. Slowly and menacingly, Rene rises from his chair and walks around his desk towards Cam. Ben looks on nervously as Rene grabs Cam's face and eyes him evenly.
I'm going to give you a pass tonight because I know what those shirts meant to you. But after tonight, I never ever want to hear about your shirts or my truck again. You got me? Yeah, I got it. But you gotta understand, cuz those shirts are all I got. Why don't you two get out of my office before I change my mind, beat you senseless for wasting my time?
Later, Ben and Cam are with David in a crowded bar.
You guys are bringing me down. Seriously, I already doubled my Zoloft intake for today.
Do you have any more in you?
You are gonna be fine, both of you.
Will we?
Yes.
We blew our fucking deal with Haraki. He was actually feeling our shirts.
And there's also the matter of your investment, David, which we also lost.
Okay, well, Ben, in 08, I lost $685 million. Okay, I was bundling mortgage-backed securities like they were sardines in a can.
Damn.
Yeah, but it's all good because I'm making it back little by little, million by million. The secret is not to get rich quick. The secret is to get rich slow, and you appreciate it.
We couldn't get rich any slower if we tried.
Guys, you need to have faith in yourselves. I do. Crisp is gonna bounce back. We always will, right?
We will?
Yes, we will. Come on, clinky clink. Crispy crisp. Barkeep, three shots, tres generaciones, por favor. Huh?
Last shot, then I'm going home.
Later that evening, Ben is walking home along a dark street when he spots someone he knows. He crosses the street to join him.
Hey, Wilfredo! Yo, Wilfredo! Hey, man.
What's up, you good?
Yeah, man. What the hell happened to you? I tried calling you, I came to your house.
You never came by my house.
Wilfredo, I came by many times. You saw me and hid.
Yo, was Callie and them dudes there? Them guys is really trying to kill me.
I don't know who Callie is, man.
Yeah, whatever, Donald.
Donald? No, Ben. Your friend, Ben Epstein.
Oh, shit, what's up, Ben?
Hey, man.
What's up?
No, I was just looking for you. I wanted to talk to you about those decks. And look, I'm sorry if I let you down at all, you know?
What decks?
Your decks. The Wilfredo Gomez decks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the giraffe, the elephant.
Oh, that skateboard was sick.
So you liked it, then?
I loved it. It was beautiful. I wanted to ride that skateboard.
Yeah.
I wanted to really ride it. But you know what happened to it? I let my brother ride it and just straight up bounce with it.
He bounced with it, huh?
Yo, Donald.
Yeah.
Don't trust nobody, Donald. For real. Not even Mickey.
With a puzzled expression on his face, Ben watches him as he skateboards off down the pavement. Cam's asleep in bed when Rene creeps into his bedroom and wakes him up.
Yo, what the f- It's the tooth fairy coming to knock your teeth out. See you outside. 2 minutes, okay? Put your clothes on.
Cam does as he is told and gets dressed. A short while later, Rene drives a suspicious-looking Cam along a dark street.
You're getting me a little nervous, cuz. What are we doing out here?
Rene drives past a dead-end sign into an isolated industrial riverside location. He parks up by two other cars and switches off his headlights. Three heavies get out of one of the cars and stand staring at Rene and Cam in their vehicle. Cam begins to look agitated when unexpectedly he sees the Rasta monster truck appear from around a corner. His eyes widen with delight.
I knew it. I knew you took it.
Yeah, if I can, little private dick.
Why? Why did you do it?
Because that truck is an expensive piece of art. I got it cheap. And art insurance pays for damaged art faster than it does for stolen art, so, you know.
I don't get it. I thought you loved that truck.
Oh, of course I do. But like you, I also had to get a loan to get my business started. And I owe, just like you, a lot of money.
So were the T-shirts in the truck?
They were.
Renee, can I please get them back? You know I'm not gonna say nothing. You could trust me. I'm your cousin.
With my past, I can't trust nobody. Come on, man. Let's go.
But I do want you to succeed, cousin. You know, I was really impressed when I seen what you did with those shirts. Made me think you and your boyfriend have some talents. You know, too bad you don't make them in 3XL. These dudes love them. I want those T-shirts to be the start of a successful, legitimate business for you.
You do?
Yeah, but before that can happen, I need you to do something.
The three heavies douse the Rasta Monster truck with petrol as Rene hands Cam a lighter.
It is what it is, Papo. I go down, you go down.
Cam shakes his head, then reluctantly takes hold of the flaming lighter. He then slowly trudges over to the vehicle. Pausing for a few seconds, Cam takes a look over his shoulder before finally setting light to the truck. Cam then turns on his heels and runs away from the vehicle. Standing with Rene and the other men, Cam watches as the flames take hold of the vehicle. Cam sighs deeply to himself, then hangs his head in shame. As it explodes, the men all flinch. The orange glow of the flames reflect off of the faces of the men as they watch the truck being consumed by the hungry flames. An aerial shot of the Rasta Monster truck as it turns into a flaming fireball, shining bright against the dark night sky. A new day. Ben and Rachel are in a coffee shop together.
What, you're just gonna travel?
Until the money runs out, yeah.
Where to?
I don't know, I'm gonna paste a map on my wall and just throw a dart, see where it lands. I mean, I'm gonna be aiming for Paris. Oh, obviously.
Well, I know that's one thing you're not going to miss.
That is correct. What about you? How's Crisp?
Crisp is good.
Good.
Yeah. It's really good.
So, can I ask you a question?
Please.
How were we the other night?
What?
Never mind. Sorry.
The other night was...
It was
a little off, huh?
Yeah. Maybe more than a little.
But it wasn't always like that.
No.
Right?
Mm-mm.
No.
Ben, I'm sorry if I made you feel like I expected too much.
You didn't.
Ben and Rachel exit the coffee shop.
All right. Wherever that dart lands, just be safe and send me a postcard.
All right.
Come here. Take care, Rach.
Rachel smiles sweetly at Ben and then heads off in the opposite direction down the street. Later, Cam and Ben deliver the T-shirts. The men delightedly shake hands with one another as the T-shirts are packed up, ready for shipping.
So how long have you guys been doing this?
Long time. Haruki doesn't like to pay international import tax or wait on shipping.
I don't blame him.
Much easier this way. Gets to stores faster. Customers, too.
Only customs have little problems, so...
I won't say anything. Promise.
It was a pleasure doing business with you.
Thank you. Oh, you take it?
You don't mind?
Yeah, you got it.
I got it.
But it was all ours.
Thank you.
Hey, you tell Haruki, out of all the retailers we deal with, he's our favorite.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yo, so what are you gonna do with your half of the money?
Pay my rent first, and then, I don't know. I think we make another pair of jeans.
Oh, hell yeah, we should definitely do that. But I was thinking, we should make crisp hoodie, then take it to Tokyo ourselves.
Yeah?
I'm serious. Our time over there is right now. We gotta be face to face with our customers, promote, market, politic it, get the Japanese buzz buzzing. I think this could be something big, son.
Do you even have a passport, Cam?
What? Not yet, but I'll get one. Plus, I know this dude that sells airline miles for cheap. Planet crazy.
There's no pretending it goes away. The end.
Watch your step, 'cause you never know where the knife will go and the end miss, yeah.